Blog Talk Radio.
Show 2021. Good afternoon. Welcome to the PD Sports Recruiter Sports Talk Show 2021. I'm your host, Kathy Reeves. Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back to the post-COVID-19 era. We are so excited to be back on the air to have our exciting guests. I want to thank all of our audiences, our dedicated supporters who have been reaching out to us with regards to when we will be returning with the PD Sports Recruiter Sports Talk Show. Well, you can tell your audience we are back, we are excited, and we have an awesome guest that is going to be joining us, Coach Brad Phillips. Now, it's always a pleasure to have him join us on the show. His journey to greatness, his journey, his mentoring, what he brings to the table for so many young people is something that is very, very rare in this day and time. So it's definitely a great day in Arkansas. We've got head women's basketball coach Brad Phillips going to be joining us live in the studio this afternoon. And it is hump day. He's here with us right now. And we're excited. We're excited. No longer are we going to keep him on hold. No longer ado, I want to say hello. I see all of you waving right now. Thank you so much for your support. We see you, we love you, we appreciate your support. And with no further ado, we're going to be joined by Coach Phillips right now. Well, good afternoon.
How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. It is always a pleasure to have you on our show. How are things going? It's a great day in Arkansas.
Yes, it is. Really busy. We're getting kind of prepared for our season opener Tuesday night against Ecclesia College out of Springdale, Arkansas. We've had three scrimmages already and went 2-1 against three pretty good NJCAA junior colleges in our area, and we're just looking forward to tipping off Tuesday night.
Well, you know, the season, you know, it has come so quickly. Brad, I didn't even realize.
Yeah.
It was basketball season already. I'm going, wait a minute, what? Is it time? Is it here? Brad, it's here. It is actually here. The time went so quickly. It's almost November.
It is.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
It is like jamboree time. Is it not like jamboree time for college, the kickoff for college basketball, for women's college basketball?
Yeah, it's, you know, definitely some have already, you know, kind of already started, the smaller schools, NEIAs and the junior colleges, you know, they start officially November 1st. So, yeah, it's here. And then, you know, the bigger schools start in the middle.
It is
middle,
here.
Yeah.
of December.
Sure.
That is fantastic. It went very, very fast. Now, I have been watching the growth. You know, at the college, so many wonderful things. I'm seeing a lot of positive changes. So tell us a little bit about the school, you know, the majors, you know, what the atmosphere is like right now post-COVID.
Yeah, actually, you know, we've right now we're in pretty good shape, you know, with the COVID. You know, we've kind of got over that, and you know, we're looking forward, you know, to a good year without COVID. But, you know, I think us being a little bit of a smaller college really kind of helped that. You know, we didn't have a whole lot of cases. Now, we did get hit a few times with our women's basketball last year, but We made it through, and we did finish the season. But Crowley's Ridge College has always been a special place, in my heart. I played there for the current athletic director, Paul McFadden. And we have about 200 students. I would say majority are athletes, about anywhere from 100 to 120 athletes. We're a 4-year small Christian school affiliated with the Church of Christ. They do have to take some religious classes and also attend a chapel 4 days a week. We won a heritage team last year. Ended up having a pretty good year. Went to the national tournament for the first time in school history at the NEI Division I level. And we lost a few kids. Had some seniors, but we reloaded, and we're young, and they've worked really hard. And right now we've got 17 players. We've started a JV program. We've played 4 games in the JV program already, so that's given them some experience to hopefully be ready to go for the varsity level as well.
Well, you are the perfect person to refuel a team. I mean, your track record everywhere that you have gone, that you have touched, students have, flourished. You are definitely, definitely the person, for the job, to get the team motivated and refueled and regrouping and all those wonderful things. Now, most of my listeners, we've got some students that are looking for a home I have a few transfer students who are looking, and then, of course, the class of 2022. Now, yes. Tell us a little bit about, cause, scholarship, wise, JV, are they any scholarships for JV? What are the advantages? How does that come into play to a 2022 recruit who, is looking to play at the next level?
Yes. I'll backtrack a little bit, but, our majors, we have a really good education program. We have K-12 physical education. We have elementary education. And we also have business. And if you want to go into preaching, biblical studies as well, those are our two main majors. And we also have general studies if you want to go on that, or we also have associate's degree as well. Our cost is, now this is room, tuition, board, and fees, everything. It's going to be right around $22,000 for all of 2022. And that includes everything. We also have, scholarships available for athletics. If you have an ACT score of 19 or higher, you qualify for an academic scholarship. If you're Church of Christ, you could be awarded a Heritage Scholarship as well, and also financial aid, student loans, can typically get you a good package to come to Crowley's Ridge College.
Well, that tuition is not bad. That's not a bad out-of-pocket price.
No, for being a private, private institution. Yeah, we've got a pretty good lower cost than a lot of the, if you look over in the nation or United States. Yes, we do have a really good, affordable 4-year degree to get your degree.
Absolutely, absolutely. For those of you who are just joining us, this is the PD Sports Recruiter Sports Talk Show. I'm your host, Kathy Reed, and joining us this afternoon from Crowley's College, we have Coach Brad Phillips, and he is the head women's basketball coach of the Lady Pioneers. And he is recruiting. Recruiting is open. So tell us a little bit about the positions that you're looking for 2022 transfers. So just tell us a little bit about how, you know, someone can get recruited if they were interested.
Yes, we are in desperate need of post players, forwards and post players, 5'10" above. We have a bunch load of guards, and we're really, really young. We're pretty much all freshmen except for we have one transfer that's a sophomore. We have no upperclassmen, no juniors or seniors right now. So we're very young, and, you know, if we stay together, you know, if everybody decides to come back and stay, you know, if we add a few more pieces next year, we're really going to be really, really good. But we do need some size. We've got really one girl, two girls about 5'10", 5'11", and after that it really drops off. So if you're out there and you're 5'10 and above and you want a place to play and have a chance to play, you know, Crowley's Ridge College is a great opportunity.
That is fantastic. Now, tell us a little bit about the division that you're playing with right now.
Yes, we are we're kind of independent, but we're in it was last year, it was called the AII, the Association of Independent Institutions. They have changed our conference name to Continental Athletic Conference, and it has spread it all over pretty much the United States. So we have 15 teams in our women's basketball conference. We have we'll have an eight-team conference. You have to make it to the conference. Last year they only took four, so this year they're taking eight. It will be held at Iowa Wesleyan College in Mount Pleasant, Iowa, coming up. And then you're automatically we have three automatic bids to go to the national tournament this year. So I know definitely two, and then hopefully another one. They're still making sure, but for sure that we're going to have two out of our conference. It's spread out all over, like I said, all over the nation. We got teams out of Florida, Iowa, Ohio, D.C., New Mexico, Oklahoma, Missouri. It's just spread out all over. And what we do is in January and February, we'll play like conference classics on like Friday and Saturdays and play some of these teams. So, and then they'll pick eight teams, and we'll have our conference tournament and hopefully have a chance to go to the national tournament again.
That is fantastic. I know it was a great time last year. It was exciting. You know, we were happy. We were excited. We were rooting for you. And, you know, at Crowley's Ridge, and, you know, we were just excited about, you know, seeing you guys, you know, make it to the, you know, the championship game for the first time. Now, my parents that are here who are not familiar with Crowley's Ridge College, they want to know a little bit about, I guess, maybe discipline if they were to, you know, have their child there. They wanted to know, you know, what type of structure do you currently have, what type of discipline, some of the things that you have in place for study, for, you know, to make sure that, you know, their freshman child is focused, you know, when they're away from home, focused on, you know, playing basketball and, you know, getting their grades and things like that. So can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. We have mandatory study halls from on Tuesday and Thursdays. So and if you have anything below a C, you're mandatory required to come to study hall. And we have a kind of a tutor there that helps out with our team as well. We have on-campus housing. So, you know, there's a dorm parent there. And also, you know, they have curfew. You know, if they miss curfew, you know, there's penalties and stuff. So, but as long as they're, you know, following by the rules, you know, there's no problems, you know, at all. But, you know, I think we have a beautiful place, you know, a great area. You know, like I said, there's been zero crime ever on the campus in the last 5 or 10 years, I think. So it's just a, you know, very safe place to be and, you know, to get your education and get the chance to play college basketball.
Well, you know, it sounds like a very peaceful place. You know, it's very secure. What I like about it, it's a small campus and everybody knows everyone. And this is what I tell parents all the time. When you are at a smaller college or university, you know, it's like a family, you know?
Yes.
It's like a family because everybody knows everybody. And if, you know, if someone sees, you know, someone getting out of line or what have you, you know, they feel comfortable in, you know, correcting that person. You know, and what I always tell parents, I said, look, you know, your student has to be, you know, subject to being corrected because, you know, Brad, as educators, that's our job to correct them.
Yeah.
And I tell students that all the time. You know, they said, oh, they like it. Listen, our job is to correct you. So, you know, if you're used to, you know, a lot of outside interference, this would not be the place. You know, if you're interested in getting a good education, you want to play, you know, you want to grow, you know, you want to be under, you know, a loving environment, you know, some good structure, then, you know, Crowley's Ridge College would definitely be the place, you know, place for you. So
yes.
This is what, you know, I tell parents all the time. And, you know, because, you know, you've been on the show before and we've talked about it. And, you know, I've been following Crowley's Ridge and, you know, it looks like it's very affordable. You know, it's definitely a beautiful place. You know, I'm recruiting for you all the time, all the time, all the time. Now, for transfer students who are transferring in from another NAIA, you know, how would the transfer – well, let me back up. So eligibility, talk to us a little bit about the eligibility requirements.
They have to meet two out of three if they're coming out of high school. You know, they have to have a 2.0. They have to be in top half or of their class, or they have to, I'm pretty sure it's 16 or 17 ACT score. So they have to be in two out of three. Now, if they transfer in, they have to have all their transcripts, and then we go through the NEI eligibility. And then they, you know, pretty much see if they're, you know, eligible or not. But we can bring in, you know, players at semester, and I would love to bring in somebody 5'10 or above in January, but they just couldn't be playing anywhere right now. So let's say if a kid's sitting out, a player's sitting out somewhere and they're looking to play, we could actually bring them in as long as they haven't played in the fall. They've been eligible, you know, their grades have been fine. They could possibly come in and play because we really need another post player or forward that can rebound and help us rebound and stuff in the fall. But definitely, you know, fall of 2022, we're definitely looking for some size as well.
Fantastic. Now, as far as the admissions requirements, for the school, tell us what are the admissions requirements? Because I know the eligibility of admissions are two different things. So tell us a little bit about the admissions process.
Yeah, we're kind of an open policy. You know, if you have a below of a 16 or an 18, I mean, you can still get into the college, but you may have to take, you know, intermediate classes. To try to get get the grades up, but I mean, if you have an 18 above, you're pretty much you're going to get in with not a whole lot, and then you know we have a small $20 application fee. You just have to apply, you know it's pretty simple. And we're also getting a new athletic. We've got a new athletic website, and we're also getting a new. College website as well. So,
yes, I have seen a lot of growth. Definitely a lot of growth in a very positive direction. And I'm definitely you don't want to, you know, definitely give hats off to that. So definitely you guys are doing an awesome job. For those of you who are just joining us, this is the PB Sports Recruiter Sports Talk Show. I'm your host, Kathy Reeves, and our guest this afternoon is head women's basketball coach for Coley Ridge College, Coach Brad Phillips. Now tell us about maintaining eligibility, because, you know, this is, you know, the freshman year is so critical to a lot of students, and I've been doing this, you know, we've been, you know, down this journey for a long, long time, ever since the days of, you know, Mothman College. We've seen, you know, kids that fall off the radar because they don't maintain their eligibility through the first semester, which is very crucial. So, you know, what are, you know, some of the, you know, the retention policies that you have to make sure that the students don't fall off that, you know, radar, and that they remain, they're able to keep their eligibility and continue to play and continue to go to class, go to school, to be a student there?
Yeah, you know, as a freshman in the NEI, you just have to pass 9 hours to be eligible for the second semester. So it's not, you know, too, you know, really
that's
too that, difficult.
That's easy. I mean,
yeah,
right.
It's not. Yeah, it's not too. You know, it's not too hard. But if you pass, you know, with the 2.0 and you pass 9 hours, then you're eligible second semester. But then you have to pass. You know, you have to pass 24 hours. But, you know, so if you do only pass 9, you're going to have to, you know, pick up some more hours in the second semester or take summer classes to be eligible for your second year. So
awesome. Yeah, it sounds like a great place. I mean, it definitely, you know, sounds like, you know, you have all the checks and balances, all the checks and balances in place. You know, what are the next steps for a parent or a student who's interested in becoming a pioneer?
Yeah, they would have just go on our, you know, our website. They can go on our athletic website and fill out a athletic form, or they can go on our website. It's real simple. It's crc.edu. They can go on there and apply for an application. You know, they're not going to, you know, charge you anything until, you know, if you're really dead set of, you know, coming. You know, it's an application fee of $20. But, you know, just apply. They can contact me anytime. My cell number, I'll give my cell number out. It's 870-378-7203, and my email is bphillips, B-P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S, at crc.edu. And they can contact me anytime if they have any questions, you know, about our school program. Be happy to hear from them.
That is fantastic. And we also mentioned your social media sites. I hope you don't mind. We've got social media sites that were posted on the radio show, and also the schedule, you know, is posted as well, because we wanted, you know, the students to be able to see that, and also, you know, the parents as well. Absolutely. And again, I'm going to repeat that cell number, 870-378-7203. To all of our parents, you know, prospective student athletes who are interested in becoming a Coley Ridge pioneer. And, you know, I certainly recommend Coach Brad Phillips. He's awesome. He would be very good, you know, with your child, and you would definitely be in good hands. Well, Coach Brad Phillips, I don't know where the time goes when we get on the air. It just seems to fly by so very, very
sure
quickly.
Does.
Yes, indeed. We have definitely got to get you back on the show as the season moves forward. And we thank you so much for joining us. As always, we appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is the PB Sports Recruiter Sports Talk Show. I'm your host, Kathy Reeves, and we want to give a huge shout-out to Coach Brad Phillips at Coley Ridge College. And, it's, again, it's a great day in Arkansas. We are always, it's always a pleasure to have him on our show, and it's always a pleasure to have you joining us. We want to thank you so much for joining us here at the PB Sports Recruiter Sports Talk Show. I'm your host, Kathy Reeves, and until next time, Take care and have a great afternoon. Happy Wednesday. It is hump day. Take care. Thank you.